The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ballet Pensacola.
Doing choreography to the music while we're sitting here? Oh, okay. That's going to be interesting. I wish you could see that, everybody. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. If you have questions or comments, I want you to join this conversation, 437-1620, because we are talking about the Sleeping Beauty coming from Ballet Pensacola. They are presenting this May 3rd through the 5th at the Sanger Theater. Everybody loves this story, and we're going to have a little bit of a different telling of the story. It's going to be a little bit different take on this, so stay tuned. We're going to be talking about this. I have the new, you're the new director, right, of the Ballet Pensacola. I'm going to try this here. Here we go. Here's my try. Stefano Condreva.
Perfect.
Yay, yes, is in the studio here. And also joining us are two dancers that are performing in this production of Sleeping Beauty, Hannah Holtzclaw and Cooper Wright. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Doing fantastic.
Awesome. Great. Great to see you guys. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about Sleeping Beauty. Everybody sort of probably knows the story a little bit. Maybe some people are fans. For me, I kind of know the story a little bit, but you could probably refresh my memory. And then I also want to talk about how you're going to kind of tweak the telling of the story just a little bit. So let's talk about that, Stefano.
Yes. Good morning first. Thank you for having us, Jake. It's a great opportunity for us to come here and talk a little bit about the show.
Yes.
Each story that is different ways to tell. And I found my own way to tell this story. This ballet was originally created in 1889 by Mario Petipa with music of Tchaikovsky. And that was a prologue and three acts. So I did a little compact version of it in two acts, so people don't stay there for 4 hours sitting and watching.
Right.
On the first act, we do have the fairy celebration on the birth of Aurora, and Carabosse comes in, do the curse, show the curse to the king and queen. And Lilac Fairy comes in and switch the curse. So the curse from Carabosse would say that Aurora, her 16th birthday, would prickle her finger and would die. Mm. Lilac tweaks that curse, and instead of dying, she sleeps. And she would be awakened by a kiss from a prince to get married. But the first act, it's up to the prickles. She will prickle her finger on the 16th birthday, mm-hmm. and then fall asleep. The second act is Lilac Fairy will find the prince in the forest and gonna lead him to have the vision of Aurora and convince him that he should go to meet Aurora, kiss Aurora, wake Aurora, and marry Aurora. So, once that she's awake, we do have this beautiful pas de deux, the bedroom pas that Hannah is doing it. Mm-hmm. And then we have the wedding celebration that is all these guests. They're each one from a fairy tale that you'll see Puss in Boots, you will see...
What?
Yes.
Nice.
Bluebird, you'll see Cinderella,
oh.
And then... And then that's the end of the ballet. So
that is different. Acts. Yeah, I like that. That's very, very cool. I'm sure a lot of our younger viewers will love that end piece when they're just seeing all their favorite characters from other ones. That'll be great. This is happening May 3rd through the 5th at the Sanger. Get your tickets now, ballet Pensacola.org. So, Hannah, you're pretty much you're the lead role, right, of Aurora.
I am. I'm dancing Aurora Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. So for most of this production, you're just hanging out, taking a nap, right? Like you're in a 100-year slumber?
You know, sometimes when I run the ballet, it doesn't feel like I got to take a nap.
Right.
But yes, I will be dancing Aurora, and it is a wonderful challenge as an artist and an amazing opportunity in my career. I, you know, from a young dancer, watching dancers dance a role like that, I never thought that one day I would dance Aurora. So it really is amazing to come to that point in my career to dance a role like this. It's a great challenge.
You say career. I figured you were still in school. I didn't. So you're strictly professional now, huh?
Yes, I am. So I moved to Pensacola when I was 19 years old, and I joined the company as a trainee. And when you're a trainee, you're just kind of fresh out of school and you have no professional experience.
Right.
And so I came here to get that professional experience. And then within a month, I was actually promoted to a professional dancer.
Nice.
And I've just been here ever since. So it's really great to see that progression of my career since I was 19 to now being here for my sixth season and dancing a role like Aurora. It's amazing that I've gotten to grow up here in my adulthood in Pensacola and share, you know, my art with this community and that they continue to come back and support and watch me dance.
Have you always been dancing since little girl?
I have. I've been dancing since I was three, but I really got into ballet when I was about 12 and I got the pointe shoes and then I went to boarding school and trained with Russians and taught me how to do ballet.
you did it the serious way, serious way possible. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming to this area to share your art and your ability.
It's an amazing community.
It really, really is. And we love the arts here. So, very excited to see this new production. Cooper Wright, also in the studio with us. What character do you play? And give us some insight into that character.
So I actually play quite a few different characters. In the opening fairy scene, I'm one of the fairy cavaliers, are like one of the partners of the fairies. At the wedding scene, I play the wolf in Red Riding Hood in that little variation, which is a really fun part to play. I play as well as like hunters. I play a villager. I'm one of the four prince suitors to Aurora in her birthday celebration.
Okay.
In the very iconic
Rose Adagio.
Yes, it's a very famous piece in the ballet, and it's so cool to play that part. And just all these different roles that I've played in this piece is just very, very challenging, but very rewarding. Especially the partnering. The partnering has been quite a challenge for me because I'm still pretty new to the professional scene with the ballet, and this is my first season ever, and it's been hard to kind of, you know, do everything that all of these other beautiful dancers have been doing for years, and I just kind of got thrown in head first, but but Stefano's choreography is just absolutely beautiful, and it's, even though it has been a challenge, it's been like very rewarding to be able to do these beautiful pieces and to be able to just really grow with like experience and with like, I've learned so much in just like the like 3 months that we've been working on this show, and it's insane, and the choreography is gorgeous and like the story is beautiful, and I love every little bit of every piece, every character that I play, the five characters that I play in this show.
Let's talk about the choreography a little bit, because, you know, being able to dance and being able to express yourself is one thing, but being able to remember all of the moves, how do you do that? How do you teach it to them in a way that they will take to it and be able to recreate it like that?
So I'm a believer that choreography, it's like a reading of the music. So the music's beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're watching, what I want to give to the audience, it's like as they reading the whole music with those movements that the dancer are doing, that is a flow on the movement, that is an artistry that I can bring out of the dancers into the movement and touch the audience's heart, you know. Like, make sure that I try my best to them to leave the theater with that, like, good feeling of, like, wow, that's art. That's something that I cannot explain. It's like, I just feel good about it. And my choreography, because I do have, like, a very diverse background. I have worked in Alana Ballet. I have worked at the Kennedy Center. I have worked in San Francisco, so I do have an experience that to work with a lot of like different choreographers and different kind of dance.
I definitely want to talk about that later, so save that. Okay.
I want to save. I want to try to do a classical ballet, but at the same time, there are a few scenes that I try to put elements that are very edgy. That it's something that they are not very used to it, that we do use like a process that, you know, I'm like, okay, guys, let's do this again. Let's think this way. Let's break down this way. And I learned because I have to break down my head ways to explain them. And they learned that it's new information for them. So that's how pretty much my choreographic process is.
Much like writing a symphony, you have to make sure that each section can play what you write, you know, and make it sound the way you want it to sound. So we'll go to you, Hannah. Yeah. What do you find the most challenging about the choreography and this production in particular?
Well, there's also that challenge of dancing classical repertoire of Aurora, but also having a new director come in. As dancers, we have to take on this new style. And as a professional, you need to be able to adapt. And so Stefano's been working with us a lot about how to use our muscles and our arms in different ways. And it's been really nice to take on something new and fresh. And I definitely feel like in this production, you can see that in the dancers. And it's a new vision for our community to see, which is really nice. Mm. Yeah.
What do you think about the edginess he's throwing in there? Do you like that?
Oh, I like it. It's very fun to dance the really classical movement and then kind of have that contrast of more contemporary neoclassical movement. And it's really beautiful. Also, the scene, one of my favorite pas is the dream pas when Aurora is still asleep. And then the prince wakes her up and they finally get to dance together. And it feels really good to dance a more flowy pas in that moment because, you know, it's like you're giving all of the love to the prince and you guys are finally together and it feels more explosive than just dancing classical ballet. Mm. So when you're dancing the choreography, like you have to feel it too, just as much as the choreographer creating it.
Just like an actor or actress, they have to be the part.
And that feeling helps you remember the movement and that muscle memory of rehearsing it, so...
And of course, you have somebody like Stefano writing with that emotion in mind, you know, creating that art for you to interpret.
Yep.
Cooper, do you, you said you were kind of thrown into this. Do you see yourself starting to adapt and put your own spin on things?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. My background is more of like the actor, the musical theater, that kind of thing. So becoming a character is kind of, you know, I'm used to that kind of thing, but throwing that into a ballet, it's a little different because you can't just, you know, be crazy and fun on like you can in a show, like a theater show, but with a ballet, it's like you have to be a little bit more reformed, a little bit more classical, but somehow I still am able to like adapt to the characters that I'm doing, because like when I play the Fairy Cavalier, they're a lot more stoic. They're a lot more, you know, formal. But when I'm the wolf, I'm, you know, very edgy and crazy, scary kind of thing. It's really hard, like, both hard and easy at the same time to adapt. But also, like, the styles in just those two characters alone is really a fun process to be able to learn. Because I don't have the same experience that these other dancers have, so I've had to work really hard to, you know, refine my technique and to work on making sure I look the same as the other guys on the stage, and being able to, you know, turn out my foot correctly and be able to lift the girls the same way that the guys have been doing for years and stuff like that. So it's definitely been a process to learn how to do that. And Steph has been absolutely amazing helping me figure out how to lift a girl correctly without, you know, dropping her on her face.
Yes, that would definitely not be good.
Not at all.
Yes. I didn't get into cheerleading for that reason. I was like, hey, I'm not going to be responsible for what happens if I try to do that. All right. So we are talking about the Ballet Pensacola presenting The Sleeping Beauty May 3rd through the 5th at the Sanger Theater. This is a great classic story that's got a little new twist on it. And that's thanks to the new director. Let me try this again. Stefano Condrieva.
Very good.
All right. Great. So obviously, you're not from Southern Alabama or any local areas. I'm a wild guess there. Where do you come from, and why here? Why did you choose Pensacola?
So I'm originally from Rio, Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I came to the United States 14 years ago. I have lived in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. San Diego, San Francisco, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Columbus, and now I'm here.
That's it?
So,
okay, all right.
So yeah. I did dance in many places, and last summer, Debbie, the director of the school, invited me to teach over the summer program. So I came, I taught on the summer program, I create some choreography for the students, and they're all very happy about it. They really like how I treat the dancers, mm-hmm. how is my process. And we start building a relationship there. In October, I came to watch their Dracula show. And then they're like, hey, how about you stay for another week and like teach the company? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm already here. I do it.
Stay at the beach for another week?
Yeah,
sure.
Like, you know, I don't want to be in that cold again in Columbus. Mm. So I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Then January, I was running away from the cold again. And then I came here, and then Linda, the executive director, talked to me like, hey, that is a possibility that we're going to need a new artistic director to step in and do Sleeping Beauty. What do you think about that? I was like, well, that is how many weeks, Linda? Like 2 weeks to think of a full ballet? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh, let me think about. And then 4 days before I moved here, she called me again, and it's like, so, are you doing? I'm like, you know what? Give me 30 minutes, and I give you a call. And then 30 minutes has passed by. I was like, you know, I'm passionate about what I do.
Mm.
I take the challenge. I will go for it. And here I am.
That's awesome. We're so proud to have you. Thank you. This is going to be great. I can't wait for this. We're talking about Sleeping Beauty May 3rd through the 5th. We've got some tickets to give away, actually. So I'm not sure how I'm going to do this. I'll probably have to do text and then call you back and get your information, because I'm hosting, so I can't really take a call. And I don't know, maybe I could just let you guys talk about whatever you want to talk about for a few minutes, and I'll get somebody's information. But I'm going to open up the text line right now. Let's just go with the third text. Third texter number 3, just give me your name and your email address. And if you do that, maybe throw your phone number on there. I will call you back and get some more information from you so we can get you hooked up with tickets for Sleeping Beauty May 3rd through the 5th at the Sanger Theater. If you have questions or comments, we've got a few moments left here for our guests here. Just let us know, 437-1620. Join the conversation. Go to balletpensacola.org to get your tickets. There's also, let's talk about this VIP event coming up on the 4th. May the 4th. That's our Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. So this is a VIP event. Tell us a little bit of that about that real quick.
So this, I believe it's our first time doing a VIP event. That it starts a few hours before the show. That is an open bar. So if you like to have some drinks before I watch the show, that it's a great opportunity. You buy that ticket separately. And during this event, it's one thing, it's good to network, because there will be like board members, donors, other people there. And then the other thing is that they're gonna do tours on the backstage, so you're gonna have a chance to see the company taking class on the stage and warming up before the show, how we do the sets and everything behind So you like you actually get a chance to see how did we prepare for the show later on, and at the same time having like some foods and drinks. So it's a great opportunity to see the whole thing at once.
I have the new artistic director of Ballet Pensacola, Stefano Condrieva, in the studio, as well as Hannah Holtzclaw. I'm very proud of myself. And Cooper Wright. Cooper, you've been on the show before, haven't you?
I have.
For Nutcracker?
Nutcracker.
All right. Yes. I thought I remembered you. I thought you were in there. So, yeah. So you've been doing this for quite a while. You're not totally new to all of this. But let's talk about what got you guys into dancing. What made you want to do this? What did you first see that made you think, oh man, I want to do that? We'll start with you, Hannah.
Well, so my mom put me and my sisters in dance when we were little, but I did like hip hop and tap and jazz. I did everything. And then as I got a little older, I had a ballet teacher. She would walk around with a cane. And she told my mom, you know, she's not that bad at ballet. You should send her to a ballet school. And so when I was around 12 years old, I just went to a ballet school and I really fell in love with it. And then I got my point shoes and then I really even more fell in love with it. And by the time I was 14, I knew I needed a more of a rigorous training schedule if I really wanted to be a professional dancer. And that's when I went to Bossov Ballet Theater in boarding school. And it was one of the best things that I had ever done.
Wow.
And yeah. Mm. And then I kept going, and I went to the College Conservatory of Music at the University of Cincinnati, which was a beautiful experience. I got to work with so many different choreographers and directors there. And then one day, the previous director of Ballet Pensacola, he came in and taught a class at my school and basically recruited me. And then I was like, I'm going to Pensacola.
All right. Great. Yeah. Can't help but be excited about going to Pensacola.
Exactly.
Cooper, how did you get started in this?
So my story is quite a bit different. I actually didn't start dancing until I was 16 years old.
Wow.
Almost 17. So I'm a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, my experience is more in the acting realm. I started doing theater when I was in eighth grade, so about 13, 14 years old. And I fell in love with the theater and I fell in love with doing that. And even then, like, I was always put as like the dance captain or like the lead dancer, with no background whatsoever in any sort of training.
Just destined to be the star,
I guess.
Yeah.
And so I did that all throughout high school, and going into my junior year, our choreographer, who is also our academy director at Ballet Pensacola, she was my choreographer for my high school theater. She told me, you need to get into some dance classes because you've got something going and you should refine this and see where it can take you. So I did, and I started taking classes at my local dance studio over in Navarre, and, you know, kind of just sparked my love for dancing there. And I was taking ballet, I was taking jazz, hip-hop, tap, musical theater, lyrical, contemporary. I was doing everything. And I did that throughout my senior year, and then I went to college up in Virginia, Southern Virginia University, studying theater. And then I came back a year later and started teaching at my old studio, and then reconnected with Debbie, and she invited me to come and take a couple classes, and here I am now.
Wow. Well, glad to have you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this production. Stefano, real quick, what is surprising to you that you're learning as you're doing this here in Pensacola?
I feel like the way that I connect to the dancers and the way that I have to express myself and put them on the same page as me to understand how do I think about movement. It makes me like really break down everything inside of my mind.
All right.